Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class, exclusively here on the Busted Open Podcast. Number one, gentlemen, in Denmark. So, again, the Masters Class with our Masters of the Ring, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry. Gentlemen, welcome to the Masters Class.
Hello, David.
Good to be here. Hello.
Guten Tagen, unken, schnacken, hooken, valen, stick to dick to me, viking.
Well, I am very, very upset, guys, before we move any further, because we have had great success with the Busted Open Podcast. We're number one in Denmark. Number one in the Netherlands, number one in New Zealand, number one in South Africa, and as always, in the top three here in the U.S. In Poland, number 35. So
Big heat with Violetta.
Big heat with Violetta. Violetta's going to have to do a lot more to promote our podcast in Poland. But
let's get Ivan Putski on Master's Class.
Maybe we need to do that. Maybe we need to put Polish Power Ivan Putski on.
Hey, I will call Joe today. If
oh
y'all
my God!
A,
don't you just name dropped? I'll call Joe.
I don't know who Joe is. I don't know who Joe is.
If you can't do it, it's name dropping. But Joe Benarski was best friends with my coach Terry Todd, and I used to go and eat breakfast with them all the time. And I know his son Scott personally. I can get it. I can call him and get him on that phone.
I bet you can't.
I don't need you to give me the. I bet you can't.
Okay,
buddy.
You don't have to backpedal after you name dropped. I don't think you can get Joe Bernard.
Well, you're calling it backdropping. I'm calling it. It's a fact.
Call him right now.
That's what the kids say. Facts.
Call him right now.
All right.
We should have had him on for the superstar Billy Graham.
You have a podcast to do, Dave. Talking to adults. If you want to get Joe on, let's get him on.
You want to get Joe Podolski?
I'll hit you with the Polish hammer.
Anyway. Let's get into the topic du jour, and that is working through injuries. We hear about it all the times in all phases of athletics, about injuries and working through them. There is the old stories, of course, in pro wrestling where you would work through an injury because you'd be afraid to give up your spot, or even going back to the point where you would lose a payday if you didn't work through an injury. Now, we've gotten some high profile injuries lately. Mercedes Moné broke her ankle, finished the match. Liv Morgan injured, finished the match. But, you know, this is a real situation, and working through an injury might help you short-term, but could hurt you long-term. And you know what? Sometimes it could actually help you long-term if you're out with an injury. But let's talk about working through an injury. So, Mark, I'll start with you. Working through an injury. I mean, important, stupid, necessary. What would you say?
I think it was important at the time because of what I was involved in. Both of the injuries that I'm thinking of, my right rotator cuff tear and labrum tear, I was working in the main event with Chris Benoit, and we were leading up to going to Mania. He had the title, and I was chasing. And, bro, I did everything I could. I popped it back in place, you name it. And it just kept coming out. And I knew I had to have surgery when I would fall asleep. And I would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, scaring my whole family because my shoulder slipped out in my sleep. So I had to get that, but I was going to work every week and was still working, trying to press people, catching people off the top, like you name it, Dave. And that was not smart to do because it got worse and worse and worse. And with my knee, I broke my kneecap in half based on the fact that I'm not experienced like Bully Ray. Me and Kurt Angle were, I put Kurt Angle through a table like consecutive weeks. And then I went to pull the table out. And when I pulled it out, it caught something and broke the leg. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to get another table. I'm going to just put this one on the wall and on the ring. And I went up to the apron and jumped off. It slid off the wall, and we both went through the table. But when I slid off the table, my knee hit the concrete, bang, and broke my kneecap in half.
Oof.
And I kept wrestling for probably another 6 months. And sometimes I would stand up, and my knee would be off, like where it was broken was not flush. And I would have to sit down on my butt and have Shelton or somebody step on it to pop it back flat. And then I could, oh, okay, it's good. And not realizing that I was destroying my knee. And I regret it because I still suffer like damage from that knee injury.
Dave, when this was me and Mark, we were not in a feud. This is not WWE ECW. This is just early Tommy Dreamer's in the WWE. Mark Henry's there. He's with Teddy Long. And we're working spot shows, house shows. And I remember, you know, I can't knock him off his feet. That's not per Mark. That's per company directive. And he'd always pick me up, ram me into the post. I'd slide behind him and he'd hit his post. And I saw he'd go down. And that like gave me a little bit of a moment. The ref goes and he goes, hang on. And Mark's shoulder is down. I mean, it's out. And this was before he's having even bigger shoulder issues. And then Mark's just like, hang on. And like, so I'm like, I quickly like go and chase after Teddy. And I just look, Mark puts himself against the apron and just like pulls a Mel Gibson and just pops it right back in. He's like, okay. And then I'm just punching him and he's selling back in. And I was just like, damn, that's next level when you're able to just put your shoulder back in the middle of the match without the fans realizing it.
That's insane. Like for somebody like me as a fan, to realize what you guys put your body through. So Mark, for you personally, you have an injury, you know, it's a severe injury, you know, in your mind, if it was anybody else, that's your warning sign that maybe it's time to go see a doctor, to have surgery or to take time off rehab. In your mind though, when that injury happened, what made you stay in the ring for another six months?
Okay. It was money and position. They invested. I had an injury-driven career my first 5 years. I just kept getting hurt. And a lot of that was because I was doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing, and nobody told me, hey, man, won't you just really learn how to wrestle first? And then you can do that. But they invested a lot of time and money in me to be in that main event type of spot. And I felt like I was letting Vince down and giving other people the reason to agree, because Jim Ross was like, you should cut your losses and just, you know, keep it moving. And I did not want to let them win. And of course I worked my ass off and I got better to be in that spot. But Mark, I'd be damned if I stopped because I was a little hurt.
Yeah, Mark, when you said JR told you maybe you should keep it moving, and then you said I wasn't going to let them win, what do you mean by like, were they trying to get you to move on, to leave the business?
Jim Ross thought that I had, lived out the highest that I was going to reach.
You peaked. Okay.
And that, they should move on from me being not only with the company, but wrestling period. He was like, maybe it's not for you. And he said that in front of Vince. He said that in front of my manager. And that was another reason why when I had him by the tie after I won the championship, it was so fucking sweet to say, you were wrong about me. Here I stand, the champion of the world in this business. And any shit you can say now. And all of that shit was real.
That's awesome.
And so the fans got to feel what I felt like in my heart, not wrestling. It was like, you get to tell your boss, in which he was the head of talent relations and one of the guys that did a lot of hiring and firing. And you get to tell that person, you don't know everything you think you know. So that was a good moment for me. But to go back to the deal, I felt stupid, Dave, because I was injured. I was not hurt. I was just doing it for the money and the position and my pride when I was really hurt and I should have went home. I really injured and I should have went and had surgery. And I was making myself worse. Now, you can get hurt. I bumped my head. I jammed a finger. I broke a finger and popped it back in place and different stuff like that. We all done that. We all, took a tumble that, like, really hurt. Like, you're like, oh, God, come on, get up. And you keep going. All of us have done that. I've seen Tommy walk like a crippled man in the locker room and in the back. And I'm like, man, you good? And he's like, oh, when the lights come on, I'll be fine. And his fucking music would hit. And he would go to the ring and he would look like nothing ever happened. That is what we go through in this business and what we put our bodies through to entertain the fans. But we're not just there to entertain the fans. We got families. We got our livelihood is at stake. And you mentioned this day, you said, so if you go home, for 6 weeks, somebody might take your place. And there are people, there's 100 cases in wrestling, just like we said in football. Look at Tom Brady, 7th-round draft pick from Michigan. Ran a 5.6 40 at the combine. Did 2 reps with 225 in the bench. Dude, Dave, I bet you could do 2 right now.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's don't get crazy.
There's no way in hell he can't even move 2.25 off the lift.
Off the rack.
Off the rack.
Okay, I digress. Dave, I ran a 5.1. He ran a 5.6.
Let's have a race.
let's have a busted open race.
Ever, yeah, the first ever busted open
for charity.
Busted open the caffle.
It would be the slowest 40 of all time. It would be like, hey, Mark Henry ran a 7.5.
But no, but you're right.
Neck and neck with Tommy Dreamer.
Tom Brady, I'm
betting on myself.
The greatest of all time, and I don't think that's a stretch by saying that the greatest quarterback of all time got an opportunity because of an injury. And if it wasn't for that injury, never would have gotten an opportunity. Because, like you said, he was a seventh round pick. He wasn't even the starter at Michigan. He wasn't the starter.
Yeah.
So, like, what made you think he'd be a starting quarterback in the NFL? That's why he went in the seventh round.
It was a double dose of it. The only reason that he touched the field is because the other quarterback was hurt too.
Yeah.
And he
turned out to be the greatest quarterback of all time. So your point is definitely taken, Mark. But every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I know you've you've said a lot of stories about working through injuries on Busted Open, but you know, listen, I'm sure there's injuries that you still, as Mark said, you still feel today, years and years after the injury occurred.
Every story I told about my injury were a complete lie. I always, every time I got injured, I took as much time off as possible. when you came up in this business during the time period that me and Tommy came up, and in the company that me and Tommy came up in, ECW, there was no such thing as taking time off for an injury.
Now you why?
Because you are brought up a certain way in the industry to be warriors, to not let anything affect you. You make pain your brother. You make pain your ally. You make pain your best friend. But the biggest reason is because of what Mark said. The minute you are gone for one day, the promoter has to think about filling your spot. What does a head coach in the NFL have to do when a guy gets injured on the field and comes out for only one play?
Next man up.
He's got to turn to the bench and go, who's my second string guy? And if all of a sudden that second string guy, right, comes in and scores a touchdown, records a sack, something, maybe he just opened up the coach's eyes and turns around to that first string guy and said, hey, hang out on the sideline for a second. Let me see what this other guy's got in him. And that is drilled into you in the wrestling business. That the minute you are out of your spot, somebody is there to fill it. That's why, unfortunately, I believe also guys get hooked on pain pills and everything, because they just want to make sure that they can be in that ring when the bell rings so they don't lose that spot. It just was, a way of life for us. It was a culture for us. I remember one day I was at the ECW arena, probably in 96, and a guy by the name of Reckless Youth was at the arena. And Reckless Youth was the original indie darling wrestler. Tommy, yes or no?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So standing at ringside, talking to him, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when all the guys would get together in the ring and roll around and spar, and Tracy Smothers would oversee the whole, sparring session. And I had never met Reckless Youth, and I turned to him and I said, hey, who are you working with tonight? And he said, oh, no, I can't work. I'm injured. And I said, what happened? And he says, well, I have a concussion. I said, oh, who did you work with last night that you got a concussion? He goes, no, I've had it for about a month. Like a month. Now, obviously, back then, we did not know about concussions and protocols and everything like that. But like, I looked at him like he had 9 heads. Like, you've taken a month off because of a stupid concussion? Like, to me, it made no sense. But concussions are something that we dealt with on a nightly basis in ECW. Nightly. Just sitting there and taking, unprotected chair shots to the head from balls, from Axel, you know, taking 5-star frog splashes every night, which I believe are more jarring to the head than even a chair shot, going through tables, having New Jack wrap everything and the kitchen sink around our heads every single night. You just played through it. It was almost like a badge of courage. What injury do you have that you're working through? Or what injury do you have that you're just blowing off and working through? Just the way it was. Even when I shattered my ankle, Dave, I shattered my ankle in the opening match of Barely Legal, ECW's very first pay-per-view in 1997. 5 minutes into the match, all I did was jump off the apron. And my left ankle caved under my weight. I was about 402 at the time, came straight down, shattered it. Got right back in the ring, finished the next 10 minutes of the match, did everything that I possibly could do to do it to perfection, and took the Eliminator's finish. And then I went to the hospital. And then as soon as I was casted up, I went right back to the arena for the end of the show. And then, as the story goes, 3 days after I was in my cast, I started to have an anxiety attack. I was in my family's home, and I had an anxiety attack thinking, me and Devon have too much steam behind us right now. I can't afford to be out for 3 months. It's going to derail us. It's going to stop us. Paul's going to have to fill the spot with another team, even though Paul guaranteed me he was just going to fill the spot with Big Dick Dudley tagging with Devon for the rest of the time. I knew that wasn't going to work as well as me and Devon. So what did I do? I went into my father's tools. I got a pair of pliers and a hacksaw, and I hacked off the cast. And then Raven brought me, or Tommy, was it your walking cast? It was either Tommy's walking cast or Raven's walking cast, brought me a working cast, and I continued to work on a shattered ankle in a walking cast. Do I pay for it till this day? Absolutely. Would I change a thing? Absolutely not. And that's why, like, guys and gals, like, listen, man, it's your body, it's your career, it's your choice. If you want to work hurt, God bless you, but don't work so hurt that you become a hindrance to the other person that you're in the ring with. Don't become a problem for the person that you're in the ring with. Lots of guys, the three guys, you know, on this chat right now have worked hurt. So many veterans have worked hurt. Yeah, Mark.
Bully, I want to know if you feel like you were letting Devon down, because I felt like I was letting the boys down. To hell with the company. I felt like I was letting the boys down when I was at home and I was not doing my job, because there was a time when we were battling the WCW and the Attitude Era, and there was a couple of times where I went home because of being hurt, and I was just like, I couldn't sleep. You can't go to the gym. And I found myself sitting on my couch playing Madden football for 5 or 6 hours at a time, depressed, eating heavily, eating 12-piece buckets of chicken and all the sides and all the biscuits, trying to drown my sorrows in food. I gained like 40 pounds. It was an illness because of my depression.
Well, the depression was the illness, yeah.
I was like, man, I'm letting the boys down, man, sitting here playing this damn game. I should be at work. It was painful, Dave. And then I came back and I was in a worse spot because I was out of shape. He was like, damn, man, you put on a little weight, huh? Like, yeah. And then they sent my ass to Louisville. I lost 100 pounds almost. And then I never looked back. But that's a godsend. I was lucky. I mean, there's people that we wrestle with that never got hurt. They'll never know what it's like to be at home looking at the four walls and thinking to yourself and seeing on TV somebody else in the spot that you were supposed to have. Mm. Dave, I'm telling you, I cried. I got pissed. It was like somebody died. It's like the certain levels of grief. First you get mad. First you're sad and you can't hardly put a sentence together. Then you're frustrated with yourself. You're mad at yourself. What's wrong with you? Why did you? And you start trying to blame yourself. Is this shit familiar, Bully? Tommy?
I never felt like I was letting anybody down. I just knew it was the wrong timing for an injury to happen to me or to Devon, because we had so much momentum behind us at that time. And guys, you know, Mark, Tommy, you can attest to this. Dave, I'll, you know, smarten you up. Adrenaline is a hell of a drug.
Yes, it
you,
is.
You will be surprised what a shot of adrenaline could do. You know about these guys who live in, like, you know, the mountains of Tunisia who can slow their heart rate down to like 3 beats a minute. You know, the heart is an involuntary muscle, and they are so in tune with their body that they can actually slow their heart rates down. Or people that can do some amazing feats with their body. I always said, imagine if you could control your own shots of adrenaline. Modern day Superman. And when you get injured in a ring or something happens in that ring and you get that shot of adrenaline, it will carry you through just about anything. And then when it's over, the crash is, it's severe. That's when the pain sets in. That's when the clarity sets in of what you're up against. I'm the only time I ever had to take time off for an injury, and I've had every injury you could possibly have, is when I took the bulldog off of the ladder from Jericho in TLC 4. Me and Tommy have told the story a million times. That concussion was so bad that my brains to this day are still a bit foggy from it.
I've sat back for this. Number one, like we all said, but it, and please, when you listen to us, it was such a different time. When, you know, now there is something called injury depression. And because, like, when Mark's going through it, you're going through it alone and you don't know what's going on. And there's, but our generation, our, when it's happening, it is like if you had a concussion, you were deemed weak. If you got hurt, you were like pussy. And like it was, that was the industry. But if you really look back at the industry, there were so many people trying to force you out of it as opposed to like now helping you along the way. I am the 100% person not to be talking about this, because if I'm talking from experience, I too have broken everything. I broke my neck and my back. When I broke my back, I remember sitting in my bed crying because I couldn't get out of bed because I just finished reading the Dynamite Kids book and I was 28 years old. And I was just like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? To the point where Beulah had to wipe my butt because I couldn't get out of bed to when I had to use the restroom. So I had to go to the bathroom in my bed in a waste paper basket and then get cleaned at 28 years old. My only motivation was all these old timers were telling me I'm going to be in a wheelchair by the time I'm 30. And I was like, F them. And I went to work. I could look at the book, but it was either the week after or 2 weeks after. And the only reason why if I didn't go to work is because we didn't have shows. And like when you know, the Sasha Banks thing, man, she finished the match. God bless her. And now let her take time off because the industry has changed. I tell everybody, go get the surgeries. Go take the time off because you're going to come back fresher. And you're going to come back new. Like Mickie James got hurt. She's a champion, excuse me, that didn't lose the title. It helps her storyline. Also looking at three people that I've kind of grew up in my career with. At the time, 50 years old, you were, that was never in any of our heads. Or like, man, when you're 50, that's like saying like, I'm going to be 80. That, you know, I didn't think, I've never had a surgery. I have atrophy in my one arm. This side, my left side, I tore my pec, bicep and shoulder in one move. Like I could not, I've never had a surgery. I should have got it fixed. Jokingly, before, when we were talking about, you know, you not being able to bench 225, I can't bench the bar anymore, but yet I could do dumbbell presses. Why? Because your body takes over. A long time ago, I went because my back started bothering me again. And like, I remember getting an MRI and it was like a joke. The guy knows who I am. He looks at it. He's the technician. And then he did a slow peek into the hallway to look at me and then went back and he said, asked me to come here. And he was like, how did you get here? I was like, I don't know. I drove. He goes, you should be in a wheelchair. And I was like, why? And he goes, and he showed me every one of my vertebrae fused themselves together and my body gave myself its own fusion. To, you know, with Sasha Banks, that same thing that I shattered my heel. The next week, I wrestled Rob Van Dam on pay-per-view, delivered the greatest pile driver ever, but also followed by, like what Bully said, the greatest hindrance, the worst super kick ever, because I tried jumping off of a foot that wasn't there. But if I missed my spot, yes, I was letting this company called ECW down. I was letting the fans down. I could care less about myself, always, but it was just like you're letting the pressure of letting others is so in your head. I have a pay-per-view match. How do I let it down? But yet life goes on without it. Life goes on without wrestling. Like these are hard lessons for us to learn, but it was such a different time. Hence why I say, go get yourselves fixed because 50 is not old.
No, it's not.
Or it like I see Mike Jackson wrestling at 70 and he's an inspiration to me. And I'm not talking like what Bully said, don't be a hindrance. Go out there and have great matches. And these people still do. Or even Jerry Lawler, who we literally seen die on television and be brought back to life. Then he goes out in indies and he's taking bumps and entertaining still. So, like I said, it's a different time. And Dave, and I know like you jokingly said you once worked the show with an ingrown toenail. I was with you in studio where you were getting a migraine headache. And during the air, you cannot tell there was anything wrong with you. Then we go to commercial break and you're like, oh my God, you were like in such pain. And then we go to a commercial break and you just ran out and you vomit. Yes, you vomit in front of Henry Winkler, and we joke about it, but you came back. You had a massive, massive migraine. And people who have migraines know how much, you know, they shut you down. You finished the entire show. And it's not like there's no longer this. And I say this and it's great, like about concussions. No, it's not weakness. It's something that we still don't have a lot of information about. Thankfully that we do. And these are the precautions that we take. And if you get cleared, cool, you're cleared because you don't want to be having a brain injury or, hey, this bravado of, oh, I finished the match. Cause that was the old school guard. Like, oh, I finished the match with my arm was cut off, but I used my broken arm to defeat the guy. You know, hey man, this isn't real fighting. You know, I get it. Like the NFL. Yes, it's tough. And there's the old school guard would be like, you know, I took time off. I was just watching about basketball and like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, if I had where the games that they sit me because I could rest, I could have probably played another 10 years. But he was just like, that wasn't in our time. Your time is now. And, you know, take all the time off that you need to either get your head right or to get your injury healed because you're going to come back fresher. So that's all I, you know.
Nah, this has been an education, guys. Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's a lesson to anyone.
It's a much different generation. And looking back, like, yes, man, I see Bully. He's my friend. And at times, if you want to see a comedy show, watch us get out of a car together. And he can't push off on his one foot. I have to, like, you know, I need this, the handle, and to kind of, like, rotate. Or if you want to see sadness, watch me try to tie my shoes. When my shoelaces get untied, I'm like, oh, I hate you, TSA. I got to walk to a bench. I can no longer just put my shoes on. That's my only, for wrestling all these years, it's the only thing I can't do like a normal person.
You call it sadness. Shot. You call it sadness. I call it comedy.
But what I'm just saying is that, you know, 50, there's a lot of life left, as well as take care of your bodies, take care of each other. For the wrestling fans listening to this, appreciate what everybody goes out there and does. And I'm still like a proponent of, hey man, why would you stop a match during a Hell in a Cell match if a guy's bleeding? Don't even get me started on that. But because they're bleeding, I get it.
But at the same side, Tommy,
different type of injury.
And listening to these stories, like Bully talking about after 3 days taking the hacksaw and the pliers and tearing off that cast, you know, maybe Bully wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame or wouldn't be hosting a show, wouldn't be talking about this if he didn't do that. You know, there, you know, like it's when you look at it and you look at it and you listen to these stories, it's almost a lot of what ifs or what could have happened or what didn't happen or what might happen.
But we have to give that disclaimer.
100%. 100%.
Be us. Don't do that. Like, I'm telling you, Tommy was right. Go get the surgery. Because there's a lot of life after 50 that you want to be there to walk your daughter to the altar to get married. You want to be there at your son's graduation, and you want to be able to hold your wife's hand and not shake or have to really brace yourself to do it. Like, I mean, it's there's little bitty things, man. The hold your grandbaby.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's stuff like don't do what we did because the time is not the same.
David,
it's a different time.
I mean, you got to be able to hold the bottle of Jack Daniels in the air like I am now. If I didn't get the necessary surgery, I wouldn't be able to shake this bottle.
But it is a different mentality, and it's important because, like Mark said, your world doesn't end when your career is over. You still have a life after your career, and that's important to remember. Guys, this has been one of the best master's class that I've been a part of. You've educated me. Hopefully you educated the audience. Make sure you tell your friends about it. Retweet, tweet about this. We appreciate it. Give us a 5-star rating as well. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Busted Open's The Master's Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.